This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Frank in North Carolina, thank you for calling. Thank you for holding. You're on the air, Frank. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Alex. I'm angry too, and I hope you'll give me a moment. I've been on hold for almost an hour listening to you talk about how you're going to beat everybody up. But I'm probably
I know. You can stomp my ass in the ground. I was talking about standing up against little gang members picking on old ladies. Okay, go ahead, make your point.
Well, I heard you making some disparaging remarks the other day, and inferring that he was one of the most disgusting people out there today.
Who?
And just tell you.
Who did you hear me talking about?
I'm going to lay out a little bit where I'm coming from. All this diversity stuff. The whole system is lined up against white, straight, traditional society. I mean, obviously that sheriff or that cop, you answered the question yourself, what's behind. He wants to be on what he perceives is the winning team. Just like all these evangelical preachers, the Vatican, the Catholic Church, they all want to be on the winning team. We all know that.
I agree. It shows they're trying their takeover right now, and I'm doing 30 minutes overdrive, so you got plenty of time. Go ahead.
Okay. I think he's among the most eloquent voices of reason out there today. He's advocating
Bernie Sanders?
He's advocating not just for the white race, but for humanity and for Western civilization. I'm talking about what is your major bone of contention with Dr. David Duke's work?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I haven't followed much of what David Duke has done. I do think that he is an eloquent speaker from the speeches I've seen him give. I do not like organizations that sneak around in secret eugenics programs like the Real Klan did, and then they run all this race war garbage to dominate and control society. But I'm not putting that on him, even though I know he was a grand dragon. I know this. I've been sent multiple clips with David Duke saying I basically am a fraud or cover up for Israel and all this bull. I have nothing to do with Israel. I just don't obsess over it. And if I fall down on a banana peel, I don't blame Jews for it. There are some bad Jews. There are some good Jews. There are some bad Germans. There are some good Germans. There are some good Chinese, some bad Chinese. That's where I stand. And the whole race cult groups, not even so much David Duke, but the white supremacist hordes hate me because they get their Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL connection funding and the rest of it. They're there to make the liberty movement be race-centric in the prison complex divide and conquer, where everyone is forced into their race group, and then we don't have a unifying idea of basic human liberty and freedom. So, of course, there's a war on whites, but there's also a war on blacks and a war on everybody else directed by the same global technocrats. So that's where I stand. And I don't care what color you are. I don't want you aborted in the womb. I don't want to speak for David Duke because I haven't read his books. I've seen him in TV debates. I've probably heard clips of his radio shows 10, 15 times. I've seen maybe 10, 15 of his videos. I don't have time to follow it. It's usually, hey, look at this clip. David Duke's talking trash about you. And I barely even listen to it. So all I know is that people want to feel like they're better than me because they can say Alex Jones works for the Vatican, or he works for Israel, he works for this or that. No, I'm a real person with integrity. I work for the ideas of basic freedom as best I see them. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. And so I just don't see legitimacy out of the general white supremacist crowd. Do I hate them more than I hate the black supremacists? No. Do I get a lot of their views, understand why they think that? I get it. But I get why black supremacists operate the way they do. It's a paradigm manipulation. So that's what it comes down to. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you talking a lot about, genocide of blacks and everything. And I mean, that's a legitimate point. But I don't hear you talking a whole lot about the very, very engineered genocide of the white race. I mean, diversity, I believe, is really code for anti-white or white genocide. And you can go and find you can go find people, very prominent people, even in government, basically advocating for the
I'll tell you what, stay there. I got to go to break. Frank, and I'll come back and you can finish up with... Absolutely. There's an attempt to get rid of any individual culture by itself. There's a corporate override, a synthetic takeover. There is that agenda.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
When white people organize and persecute black people, we expose it and say it's wrong. When people try to set police up, though, for things they haven't done and make them the enemy, period, because they're in blue, that's more tribalism. We expose it. When cops act like thugs and gangs, we expose them. So I'm really against tribalism. I know humans are so tribal, they use it to control us. I want tribalism of private property, of sovereignty, of the power of the family. And yes, whites are under attack. Yes, they have free slaps for whites at Berkeley. Yes, they're telling whites that being white is inherently bad and evil. All of this is going on. All of this is unfolding and happening. But then separately, there are government programs to basically pigeonhole and attack and go after black people, Hispanics, you name it. I mean, look at Gardasil, which is known to cause reproductive problems and all sorts of other major issues. That's being targeted against basically, what is it, three or four Latin American countries Mexico is chief amongst it. And you don't hear Mecha La Raza. Mecha means, well, I mean, their slogan is for everything, for everybody in the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. When you look at what La Raza means, it means the race. And it's just like a Ku Klux Klan organization. So why is it bad for there to be a Ku Klux Klan for white people, but then it's okay for the Hispanics? No, it's all manipulative. It's all bad. Because if you look at how a prison's run in divide and conquer, they organize it around race, black gangs, white gangs, Hispanic gangs, Asian gangs, and then it's controlled by the warden that way. And the central banks do have the Rothschilds who are Jewish. There's a lot of that influence in there. But then they're also funding eugenics and the Nazi movement. So I'm going to try to get David Duke on. I've actually thought about this for a long time. I was a guest on a radio show one time where they surprised me and had him on like in 1997 or something. He probably never knows he's been on the air with me. And I know he's talked about me repeatedly because I've been sent the clips. I'm going to invite David Duke on for a full hour discussion. I was just thinking about that a few weeks ago. And have a serious discussion about world events. And how does he square eugenics and all these covert programs that are going on targeting everybody if it's just a conspiracy against white people? What I'm saying is they put the fluoride in everybody's water. They push the Gardasil on black, white, old, young. They don't care. While they play us off against each other, while they weaponize gangster media to destroy the black family, they're doing it to everybody else's families. And, of course, they push agendas where if you're white and want to have a white wife because that's what you're attracted to, you're racist. Or they tell black people, you know, if you want a black wife or husband, you're racist. You know, all the studies show people like folks that look like them. Sometimes they're exceptions. So I get the whole agenda. I see it. But all you hear out of the white supremacists, half of which have been connected over time to the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and the feds, is that hammered all day, and that's all you hear, not the rest of the pieces of the puzzle to see the big picture. And then, you know, you got the Catholics run it all crowd, you got the Jews run it all crowd, you got the Masons run it all crowd, you got the space aliens run it all crowd, and they will all attack me because I won't say it's one group or the other. When I'm trying to really cover the real system of scientific manipulation and control. I mean, there's secret government programs spraying barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and other radioactive isotopes by the thousands of tons a year into the atmosphere. There's all sorts of other huge breakaway civilization programs and carrier waves over televisions to mesmerize the public, and the IQ's dropping, and the brain waves are dropping. This is mainstream news. I told you about it 20 years ago. I mean, there's big stuff going on, body snatcher level stuff going on. And I'm going to get David Duke on the show if he'll come on. And I think he will. He likes to debate. I know that much. And I'm going to ask him. I'm going to have documents, articles. Okay, great. You can have 5 minutes to talk about the Jews and black people. And then I've got 5 minutes to say, what about this? What about that? Okay. What about this statement? I mean, you know, Planned Parenthood. I'm saying there's a whole agenda above this. Why would Edward VIII helped push to create the state of Israel while he worshipped Hitler? Why did Hitler want a state of Israel and to send the Jews out? Why did rich Jews pay demand $1 million at the time in American money, that's how it calculated out, to let Jews get out of Germany? I mean, that's all George Soros was one of those people. See, I mean, it gets weirder and weirder. There's something bigger here. It's much worse, and it's limited. And so that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm getting at. I mean, is there Jewish supremacy? Absolutely. Is there Jewish mafia? Absolutely. But does it mean it runs everything and it's the source of all evil? It's like Italian mafia. I'm against the Jewish mafia, but I don't hate individual Jews themselves who are very diverse people. It's more complex than that. I mean, are there race laws in Israel where if someone comes to the country to work and they date a Jew, you can be arrested? Absolutely. Is that apartheid? Yes. Why does Israel promote racial stuff over here but then doesn't live by it there? I get all that. I call Israel out on that. Israel, some of the Israel lobby promotes gun control here but wants guns over there. But do the white supremacist or the white separatist or whoever they are ever say, oh, he told the truth? No, they lie about me and say I get orders from Israel. And then we'll find some legal office where I filed a corporation once. And out of a huge law firm of 40-something lawyers, once they did a liquor license in Texas for Seagram's to sell alcohol. And so I must work for the Brothmans because a lawyer at a firm had done a liquor license for liquor stores. What the? I mean, it's that type of where people think they're scoring points, proving something that isn't there. So the whole anti-Catholic crowd discredits legitimate criticism of the Catholic Church by lying. The whole white supremacist crowd discredits yourselves by the incessant lying, the incessant making stuff up, the incessant, this person's a Jew, that person's a Jew, everyone's a Jew, I'm a Jew. No, I'm not a Jew. I mean, I look like everybody you see from Wales. I've been to Wales, like a bunch of Alex Joneses are walking around. The point is, I wouldn't be ashamed if I was Jewish. You think you gain some point on me by saying, fine, I am Jewish, 100%. I'm Ashkenazi from Russia. Okay, it's not true, but believe it. You're a better man than me now. I get it. You could kick my butt, right? Could you build a media empire by yourself? Could you do everything I did? And you're better than me. I know you said you were because you said I was a Jew. That made you bigger. That made you a man. That made you tough. The difference is the stuff I say is true. I did do the things I said I did. So I just find the black racist, the Mexican racist, the white racist, it's all about how somebody stole something from them so they can feel like they're better than everybody else and say everybody else is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook, to quote Nixon. So there's my rant on that subject, Frank. And I've actually been thinking about getting David Duke on the show. I think it would make for good radio. And maybe I could get some of the KKK people to ask themselves a couple questions. Why does the left worship the KKK's icon, Margaret Sanger? Because there's a level above it. And I know everybody wants to stay at the level they're at, but I'm here to actually get people to think and come together. Does that mean you should have your culture overwritten and be forced to do it? No. Does that mean I'm mad at black separatists or white separatists wanting to have their own lives? No. That's your right. I understand your view. I respect it. But the globalists want us at each other's throats, and we don't need that. I'm going to skip this network break. I want to get to all the other callers. But, Frank, you got about 2-3 minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I think that's a really good idea to have David Duke on. I think it would make for great radio, if nothing else. I don't think he's a white supremacist. I think he would disavow that. I don't consider
he was just a grand dragon. And I agree. Grand dragons are not white supremacists.
Was that 40 years ago? 40 years ago or something? I mean, that's a long time ago. I think there's a lot of people out there that probably aren't proud of things they did 30, 40 years ago, or maybe have had a change of heart.
Being a grand dragon is the same thing as being a La Raza chapter leader. I'm not judging him for it.
My point of view, though, I've got to go with the hand that I've been dealt, and I think white men need to stand up for themselves and stop being pucks. And even traitors, I would consider them traitors in our own race. And I think white men are going to have to stand up for themselves. That's just a reality. And another person I think you should have on, a very eloquent person as well, an Italian-American, was born in Italy, moved here when he was very young. His name's Angelo John Gage. And I think he would make a great radio as well.
Don't know that. And all I know is the whole white supremacist crowd just says the same stuff over and over again. And I get it, a certain paradigm level from their perspective. I understand what they're saying. It's just that I'm not a traitor to life. And the globalists have a master plan to divide and conquer and control us. And I think somebody should expose the master plan. Does it mean that if you grow up and you get attacked as a white person and told you're bad and physically attacked because you're white, does it mean at some primitive, instinctive level you don't want to go join other white people that have been abused and get it? Black people do the same thing. the rhetoric is so close to each other, it's ridiculous. Meanwhile, the eugenicists have a plan to bring all of our communities down. They are the enemy. And I want to hear from somebody like David Duke, who's so close ideologically to the left when it comes to things like Planned Parenthood. I want to have a real discussion with Dr. Duke about all of that. I appreciate your call. And by the way, when I get up here and talk about beating up drag rats or something, it's not me thumping my chest acting tough. It is an explosion from being on air for 3 hours, frustrated by all this. Frustrated. And angry, and thinking about the things I've seen gang members and scum do that makes me physically angry. That's what I'm talking about. And we need to translate our anger into action, and that's all I'm saying people need to do. So many white supremacists are like, we need to keep abortion around to get rid of black people, and you write that in comments on InfoWars and all the rest of it. Would you really take a one-year-old black baby and beat its brains out? I mean, because that's what we're talking about here. I mean, you're just like Khalid Muhammad. How do you hate Khalid Muhammad saying kill all the white babies, but then you want to kill the black babies? And I'm not saying you, Frank, but I just my gut, my soul recoils from that. I don't need to read it in a book or know it intellectually, even though I do, to know that's not good. I'm not going to get ahead posing as a liberal and making sure a Planned Parenthood gets built in a black neighborhood when I go around and basically talk about how much I hate black people at night while I live off the government. And I have seen all these liberal white racists. I've seen how they live. I see how they operate. They're snakes. And the black leaders they bought off are even worse. They hate black people. And I will not sit here and kick people around and feel good about myself sitting there stomping on members of the human family. It's disgusting. And yes, they are winding up the black people on average to act like complete idiots, but so does the rest of the public. And if you're being approached by five racist black thugs who want to physically attack you, they come after you, pull your gun out and shoot them. Same thing if the Klan tries to come kill some black family. That's why I'm all about guns. Let me tell you, it's scary. Bunch of big black guys looking at you like they want to kill you because you're white and wanting to rob you and hating your guts. But I'd imagine it's scary back when that would happen to black people at the hands of a bunch of white people. And let me tell you what the Klan does in the South, because I've experienced it. Not much, but if you're driving a nice truck and had a good-looking girl in your car, you'd have some toothless scumbag come over with three or four guys and threaten to kick your butt in a parking lot, all because they were jealous of you. What you doing around here, Yankee? We're the Klan. You better watch us. You know what I do? Open my car up and I get out and I say, go ahead, let's go. And you call up and go, oh, you're real tough. You don't scare me. Listen, buddy, I don't need to use my fist anymore. I reach 20 million people. But I have seen the degeneracy of the Klan. Just like I've seen black thugs act just the same way. You people are the same, and I don't like any of you. You understand that? I am not sinking down to your level in the crap. I'm better than you. I want to build people up. My dad grew up in East Texas, and he lived out in the country. Family helped found the county. He would drive into Teague, Texas, to go to the public swimming pool where his mother was a teacher in Teague. And it wasn't all the kids. It was always the scummy ones. And they'd come over and go, where with the Klan? You're nothing but a Yankee. You need to get out of here. And when my dad was older and a teenager, he had to kick some of their asses. It's because they were shooting their mouths off. Because they were in a gang, the KKK. Whoop-de-doo, baby. And by the way, I'm not going to fist fight anybody at age 41. I'm going to pull a gun out. You try to attack me, whether you're a bunch of black supremacists, white supremacists, Hispanics. I'm going to put bullets in you. Bullets! Bullets! You understand that? And I know how to use it, and I'm not afraid of nobody. You can all go to hell, all the death threats I've gotten from the white supremacists. Bunch of cowards. Excuse me. Excuse me. Let's try jamming some calls now. Carl in Arizona. I've gone on a rant today. Too much Brain Force. This hour brought to you by Brain Force. Go ahead. You're on the air.
No, it's all right, man. I love when you get mad. because that's the type of attitude you need for these globalists. They treat us like crap. They're poisoning us. They're poisoning our kids. Nobody really cares.
They got jetliners with the fuel added poisoning us, and we're supposed to argue about what color we are. It's just...
But calling about Trump, I personally think he's just another a shill. He's being used to take away attention from Rand Paul. Rand Paul was doing his thing right before Donald Trump came in.
He was the leader.
And then all of a sudden, all his numbers just drop. I also wanted to talk about one more thing, if I can. I don't want to take too much of your time.
No, and, take it.
I want to call you President Alex Jones, because that's how I see you. That's how I see you. You're like, you represent what America, how it started, which was, you know, for the people. It wasn't for the British crown. And a lot of people don't study that. They, like, you had the videos with the people celebrating July 4th, and they didn't even know what the hell they were celebrating.
They thought it was like from the 60s or something. I know it's crazy. And, you know, and again, they could point out that nobody was perfect then. It was the ideas that were revolutionary, what they wanted to do. And it was that they tried, and exactly, and now those ideas are under attack, my friend.
And then people say, "Oh, it was only that George Washington and Thomas Jefferson had slaves. The slaves were helping in the war, fighting against the British crown." Like,
that's because the British would also take you as slaves. They just didn't call it slavery; they called it press gangs. It was absolutely anything else.
I just want to say, Free Truth About, march on Twitter. August 28th, 1355 Market Street in San Francisco, California. And I love you, Alex, man. You part of me waking up a lot more than I was. I thought I was awake, but somebody was like, "Yo, you sound like Alex Jones." And then I looked you up and I found you, and you just like opened it up even more. Like, whoa.
Anyway, God bless you. Thanks for putting up with me. I'm going to do one more segment, Overdrive, to go to people. They've been holding too long, and it is trying to make you hold too long. Most of us would just hang up on the callers. They weren't going to go to calls, but I probably shouldn't even be on air today because I got upset earlier because I just start thinking about stuff that's happened in my life, and I have, like, flashbacks basically to it. I guess they are like flashbacks, and the older you get, the more those flashbacks, when you have them, really hit you. And I think more than anything, it's like I'm struggling to not be a slave myself. I just fundamentally, it's like when you're like 10 years old and five or six bullies are sitting on top of you and they're kicking you and they're hitting you, and you finally just find this explosive strength to throw them off of you, and you like beat four or five of them up, and it's like at that moment you're empowered and you realize that you've got this strength that you never knew you had, and it wasn't until you were in deep trouble that you used it. We need to use our strength politically that we've got now before it gets physical. Because once they kick off a civil war and a race war, it's going to be so hard to communicate with people. And there'll come a time in a race war where you don't want to have to kill people that are attacking you, but they will hate you because of your race, whether you're black or white or whether side, and you're just going to have to defend yourself, even though you know they're robots that are following a brainwashing program. And I'm just here trying to short-circuit that program because we're following a globalist game, and there's truth from every perspective. Everybody's got real issues. But there's a bigger plan, and I'm just here, what the caller just said, God bless you, trying to get folks to think about that. We're going to talk to Garland, Judy, Tom, Paul, and a few others when we come back, and I will hit some of that news. I'm so angry. It's probably like 70 degrees in here, but I'm sweating. That's what happens when I really get angry. And I'm just explaining it. It's metabolic. I'm in a fight mode. When all this comes home to me, how real this is, it's so fantastical that I start sweating and I want to start throwing stuff. And that's a normal response, folks. People need to get out of their comfort zone and wake up. And that's the only reason InfoWars has been able to reach out to people, is we do have passion that cuts through the brainwashing, that cuts through the trance, that cuts through the spell. InfoWars.com is the website. We'll be right back. I mean, there's so many bad Jews in the New World Order that are horrible, smart people that use their intelligence for domination. Then there's somebody like Aaron Russo, a great Jew who fought against tyranny and was a wonderful man and really cool. Or Erwin Schiff, 10 years in prison, dying for fighting the IRS, a great patriot. I mean, I know so many Jews are just great people. And then and people just didn't hate them because they're Jewish.
We're on the
mark. It's just sick.
Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you were about. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., Lord willing. I always say that because it just seems like bad luck and pretentious to think life's going to continue on forever. I can even be on air. Every day alive is a miracle. Every day on air is a miracle. There's so much good around us. We're on a planet in space. We have all these incredible developments. We can do so much together, but the ruling controllers want us to fight with each other. They want to stir us up. They want to get us at each other's throats. And some of my frustration came out earlier. I just want to ask all the white supremacists, your best friends ever, the left want to kill black people. That's the apple of their eye, so, but then they want to take the ones that are left and get them to fight with white people. I mean, can't you see what's happening? They're attacking everyone. The globalists are attacking everyone. We have to come together against it. And then if we want to kill each other later, that's fine. Being sarcastic. Let's go to your calls. You've been holding long enough. Gerald in Arkansas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, hey, Alex. Listen, you're doing a fantastic job. You're fulfilling 1 Thessalonians 5:21. The Bible says, search and prove all things. This is what I tell people. Your opinion, if you got one and I got one and we can't prove it, it's a Mexican standoff. But you show documentation, you read from these documents, it's not your opinion, it's what they said and what they've been doing. Now, I have two big questions here that I'll answer from the Bible, basically. Who is behind all this? You said it before. It's a spiritual battle, good versus evil. Satan is the one influencing these people who will be influenced, and sad to say, the lust for power and greed and selfishness is so prevalent on our planet, like that sheriff you showed a picture of. Look at the yellow fringe flag behind him. He hates the Constitution because that's founded on godly principles. They don't want.
That's right. He wants to be God. He wants unlimited power.
Exactly. Now the how is this being done? If you go back, take this back to the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 for our country. Now, the bankers are international, so they're Jews. There's quite a few Jews in the banking system, but then there's others, too. So it's no monopoly there. It's human nature at play. If you're a selfish person, look at those women in the Planned Parenthood video gleeing over a baby, selling baby parts. Well, they're despicable. They're evil. And Satan has put that kind of thinking in their mind, so life is not valuable. God is the only one that can that gives life, and he can restore it. So that's why the Ten Commandments says, Matthew 19:17, thou shalt not murder, because you can't restore that life. God is the only one that can. So everybody.
And of course, murder means in cold blood. Then they lie and say you can't defend yourself. But clearly, thou shalt not murder, and then they turn it into thou shalt not kill. But you're right. Murder and killing are two different things.
Right. Now here's the thing. You had Peter Schiff on a little earlier. His dad was the forerunner of identifying the Federal Reserve and the IRS.
I know. You've got, exactly, you've got a Jew there fighting the Federal Reserve that's got a lot of powerful Rothschild interest in it. Exactly. So it just shows it's evil can manifest in any group or people or individual. And so that's it. It is good and evil. And if we promote good, many people will resonate by example and will grow up into good and be strong and not overtaken by evil.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Where we're at in time, though, the computer age, Alex, has changed everything. Now, he talked about printing money. They don't print much money anymore. I mean, they haven't printed a $100 bill, anything bigger than a $100 bill, since the 60s. So because, and look at it, it's fiat. There's no redeemable for what? Nothing. So, the computer, you can get on there and you can put trillions in there, but you can't do that with ink and paper. There's not enough. That's my point. So the computer age has allowed them to multiply their fraud beyond our comprehension. You've brought it up many times. What is it? 2,000 trillion?
Just in derivatives. Just in derivatives.
Yeah. There's no way. Those numbers are impossible to even for the mind to even figure out.
And then they can go into Russia and spend like $100 billion of fiat made up money, and buy all their politicians. I mean, that's what I mean. But again, that's why they attack morals. Because if you have morals, no amount of money will make you sell out. But beyond morals, if they can make you starve to death, even the best person to feed their children might sell out. That's why they're bringing in Agenda 21. Because once they can have people totally desperate, then they can say, you got to take a microchip for your welfare. You got to take a Gardasil shot for your welfare. And they're now announcing, make you take vaccines to get your welfare. Make you get sterilized to have your welfare. Make you take a microchip to have your welfare. I mean, 10 years ago, if they announced that, I'd be all over it. I'm so conditioned now that it was in the news today, I didn't even cover it. Microchips to get your welfare. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Gerald. Thanks for putting up with me. Because let me tell you, this show is a train wreck a lot because of me, but it's real. And that's why it's so popular. Let's go ahead and talk to Judy in Florida. Judy, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. God bless you and your crew. I think about, wondering if the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. I think that everything that's being portrayed in the mainstream media right now could be a major diversion about the fact that, I would say it's a better than 50-50 chance that we may not have a 2016 election. September is supposed to be this more or less ominous month, being the end of the Shemitah cycle, the blood moons, everything mixed into it, the Pope visiting Congress. And then, this...
Definitely auspicious events are here. Major movements are happening. Announcements are happening. Things are happening of a very ominous nature.
And I just look at the fact that, I have lived through part of the, decimation of the middle class. I mean, it's not just white males, black males.
Exactly. We're all being targeted.
My former in-laws went through... because they were building counties in Virginia, Fairfax County and other counties. I mean, Colin Powell used to shop at this place that used to be my former in-law's establishment. So did Sonny Jurgensen. What I've gone through myself, your anger resonates with me much more than you could ever realize because I know it's happened to both of my families, meaning my ex-husband's family and mine. And, where my two children stand because they're polar opposites. I mean, one is a trendy, one knows exactly what's going on, and it makes his blood boil. And he can't listen to me very much because of what it does to him. And, and I see, and I'm a born-again Christian, and I you said it yourself, it could either be the playbook that they're using, being the Book of Revelations, or the end times, or this could be the end times, and... all I know is that, I've lived through a lot of the same types of experiences that you have, and I'm angrier than I can express. I mean, I'm amazed how you express the anger on air, and other people get on and watch you, because they're feeling the exact same thing. The other thing I wanted to say is that it would be wonderful, what one caller was trying to express it,
mm-hmm.
Maybe, but the main problem that we have is that we're atomized. People that have good sense, people that have high morals, people that love America, and, whatever happened to the Constitution, I have no idea. But it's like all the different issues that are out there assailing us, it's like if there was just a central place, a website where people could be vetted, and yes, there are different causes that people can go after, but, how do we find each other is the question. And yes, there are websites out there, but, if we can't find each other and believe that something is legitimate, nothing goes anywhere. Not
absolutely. I've tried all sorts of stuff. We've had some success. I think the biggest thing is the liberty movement is atomized and that we can't see how successful we've been. But if you were a well-known, prominent person, you would be mobbed. And anywhere in the world you went, and then you would know just how awake people are. But then there's the question, but if we don't know, how do we communicate with each other? Well, we just wake up others that aren't awake. You start your own little organization or group, and then that will draw other people in, and then we can all connect together that way. I think the surest way to stop the globalists is to simply get active. All of you should do YouTube channels. All of you should use the enemy platform, Facebook, but not to tell folks what you're eating for dinner, but to share political information. Everybody should try to start a local radio show or access show or put out a newsletter or tell their friends and family about this broadcast. There's so much you can do. I want to thank you, Judy. I want to go to Tom, Groovy, and Paul. That's going to be it for calls. We're going to end the transmission and go back to retransmission at 51 after. Briefly, because I didn't plug enough today, I believe we'll sell out of Brain Force by Monday. At first, it sold so well, I thought we'd sell out by today, but it's slowed down some, but it's still selling out. It'll be back in a few weeks. It's a natural, healthy brain boost pill that's got two things that are prescription in Europe. One of them is what the brain's actually made up of, and it just really supercharges me with energy, unlike coffee that makes me feel jittery and, you know, kind of have a headache. This doesn't do it. I take a max of two of them a day. You can take up to three a day. A lot of folks just take one a day. And we've got X2, True Nation Iodine. Amazing what deficiency in that can do to you. That's probably one of the biggest game changers we've got. Supermill Vitality is back in stock. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And if you go to InfoWarsLife.com, that's the proprietary nutraceuticals that we have, you can read the reviews for yourself. They're 5-star, 4.8 on average, thousands of reviews, upwards of 600, 700 just on Super Male Vitality alone, Super Female Vitality. Read it for yourself. Here's an example about our colloidal silver. Silver Bullet is manufactured by the leading manufacturer in the country. It's 30 parts per million. You can get it smaller, but it can be toxic smaller than that. That's what the expert says. That's why we stopped there. One of the biggest healthy food chains in the country, well, the biggest, carries it. But they have their name on it, and it costs $5 to $10 more for the exact same bottle. So that's just an example of you get the best that's out there industry-wide at a little bit lower price, sometimes a lot lower price. Leading competitors to Supermail are $70, $80, $100. We're talking twice as much. Our iodine, there is no competition. It turns purple on paper, not red. Real iodine's purple. Whatever it does in alcohol, the other stuff folks sell, because believe me, we found this even better stuff because we had the cleanest sea-based stuff that turned blue, but light blue. And we still sell Original Survival Shield, but we were searching around because the place we were getting it from couldn't supply enough. And we thought, well, why not go with medical-grade deep earth that they use? Problem is it's so DEA-controlled. You can make a bunch of stuff with the raw crystals. And we were able to get it, and it's just total game changer. Turns purple, you know, the crystals when you heat them up on top of a hot plate. It's amazing, and it just goes through your body and grabs the toxins, grabs the garbage. You will detox most people in 2 to 3 weeks, and for a couple of days, maybe a week, you don't feel too high. But after that, it is amazing. And when I forget to take it for a couple days, I remember take it and just feel so good. Now, be careful. Talk to your physician first because it's a real base thing of the body. I mean, it's a major part of the body. I guess I'll do the full show so we can take all these calls the full hour. But InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And with your purchases, you're helping us be strong, be capitalized, be able to face the enemy attacks, have a little bit of a war chest to operate during bad times, and move to the next level. So you could not be funding a more hardcore operation, and you could not be getting better products, in my view. Let's talk to Tom in New York. Tom, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Right now I'm on the X2, the B12, the B3, and the Brain Force. And I'll tell you, it takes an axe that would chop down trees and turns it into a sword that will split his.
Wow, so you have had a good effect?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, if you're already sharp to begin with, it just makes you even more so. So regardless of which, I've been losing sleep here to stay up to catch up with you. Frank in North Carolina, wah. I mean, that's not the attitude this country was built on. That's not what's going to fix this. And with all the racial divide politics, I mean, the thing is, everybody wants to take it personal within their own race. Why don't we start taking things personal as a human race? And then maybe we can have some success against those that are working against us. True or false? I mean, is that not more or less what you were trying to elaborate on earlier and get to?
Yes, I think you just crystallized it a lot simpler than I could in my bumbling fashion.
No, it's all good. I mean, I'm saying, like, you know, when you talk about, oh, God, I'm so sorry for getting angry, that's like callers thanking you all the time. It's like nails on a chalkboard. Don't psychoanalyze your anger. If you ain't got anger, you're not human in all this. So,
no, I hear you, brother. It's just that I wish I could control myself. I mean, I usually control myself. I was coming back through customs. The lady knew who I was. She started giving me all this dress down. I just said, come on. Hillary Clinton, takes money from dictators. The government ships the drugs in. You're going to let all the illegals in. I see you doing it. You're harassing me about what I got in my bag. You know, I got a bunch of souvenirs for my kids. I don't know what it's worth. She's like, well, is this an accurate number? And I said, it's probably more, higher than what I have. Well, did you put false number down? I go, I don't know. Pull it out, search it, do whatever you want. She goes, yeah, we are going to search you. And I said, good, go ahead, feel powerful. And she's like, oh, Alex Jones, you just act like this all the time. The next second, I was like, what's your problem, Alex? I'd expect this from you. And I said, hey, you know, this government's corrupt. You're interrogating me about what's in my bag. Just go ahead and search it. Then the main manager comes out and he goes, I'm not going to search your bag, Alex. I understand you're not smuggling things. You can go. But, you know, and I didn't mean to be, I wasn't mad at them because they were particularly bad or their job isn't important. I was kind of scapegoating them, but still she was on a power trip that why am I being scrutinized when the governments and the corporations are so corrupt? I mean, obviously, you know, I have no criminal record, no warrants. You're just supposed to check that I'm who I say I am. You know who I am, lady, and you're getting off on interrogating me for 3 minutes, so I'm going to start smart-mouthing you. You know, let me ask you some questions. But then I felt really bad after I got mad because I didn't yell or scream, but I was losing control. And at 41, running a major media operation, I need to get in control. I know it's fun to see me melt down. I get it. But that's why I'm frustrated. But God bless you. Appreciate you, Tom. Groovy and Paul, you're up next.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
I'm not going to belabor it, so I can take your calls. Final segment here on this Friday edition, extended four-hour transmission. There is a lot of important news, videos, articles, you name it, at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. and way past Alex Jones up here ranting and raving on air. We have a lot of important guests, a lot of great reporters, a lot of investigative journalists, a lot of important info that needs to be sent out to other people. People are ready to hear the truth, so please keep spreading the word. And I want to thank you, the listeners. Don't thank me. Paul and then Groovy. Paul in New Mexico, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I'll try to be as quick as I can. I just wanted to throw out some points. You can put a timer on me or whatever, 2 minutes or whatever, but and I'll let you know when I'm done. I just wanted to throw out some stuff for you. Okay, I disagree with you as far as giving Trump the benefit of the doubt because I don't feel our country has the time. This could be the last election, and it's like going into a casino. I'd rather place my bets on Rand Paul. You know, I feel he's like a two to one odd versus on the roulette wheel. Placing my 101 bet on Trump. I don't feel Trump has any character. Let's just spend our time and money on races that we can win, you know? I mean, and like you were saying the other time, but I feel Trump's real popular is because he's an outsider. That's why people feel he's an outsider. He's not a career politician. Actually, I feel he's an insider. He's actually an insider of the globalists to sabotage all the other candidates. So as far as that goes, I wrote down a bunch of stuff. I'm a little nervous.
No, I think you're probably right. And when I say benefit of the doubt, it doesn't mean I'm endorsing him. I've said Rand Paul. It means that we'll see what he ends up doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
He's blackmailable. You know, we don't want anybody like that.
I think you made some eloquent points, and I think you're right that if you look at his past and what he's done, you judge a tree by its fruits, and he is a casino-owning shark and a big slumlord, and you look at how rents are exploding in the New World Order economy, the whole thing's not pretty. But you have to defend him because what he's now saying is true. So in that office of saying things that are true, you got to say what Trump's saying is true. That's why it's catching on. The other candidates should be saying it as well, just more smoothly. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Paul. Groovy, you're our tail gunner today. Go ahead.
Wow, brother, what a bunch of great callers. Statement. I will not vote for any Republican candidate that won't call out the biggest lie ever told. Global cooling, global warming, and now climate change.
Yep.
It's a crock of crap, and I'm just so fed up. And
well, let's just say it's real. What does paying Al Gore carbon taxes do to fix it? We're letting China have 3 new plants a week. We can have none. This is a way to tax and run our lives. It's a giant power grab. The Pope's pushing it, and it is a fraud.
It's biblical, and I hope to God this ain't the last election. Thank you, Alex.
Well, thank you, sir. God bless you. You can see it's an epic time, a legendary time, a historic time, a time where the planets are aligning and a lot of decisions are going to be made. This is the time to be on the field, involved. That's why we're accelerating what we're doing here at InfoWars.com. Please send to your friends and family the free link, InfoWars.com/show, for the video feed, the free podcast, the free iPhone and Android apps, and so much more, InfoWars.com/show. Send them our YouTube channel, links to PrisonPlanet.tv. Share your memberships with folks and more. Great job this week with the crew. Fabulous job. Powerful guest this week. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. And then, Lord willing, I will return live in the radio studio this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We'll see you then. God bless you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality
Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.